Did you know that men can join the Women's Council of Realtors? We didn't either. Today we talked to Sandra Aguilar, president of WCR's Cape Coral Fort Myers chapter, about the many benefits of membership, no matter what your gender is. Is WCR right for you? Let's explore that with Sandra Aguilar, beginning right now.
You're listening to The Royal Palmcast, the show about all things real estate. From the production studios of the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association in Fort Myers, Florida, here's your host, Jim Sandville.
Welcome to the Royal Palmcast. I'm Jim Sandville, your host. We are coming to you today from the studios of the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association in beautiful, sunny Fort Myers, Florida. I'm here with Jerry Johnson. Jerry, how are you?
Hey, Jim. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Doing okay. I'm doing okay, too. Doing great. We got a great guest in the studio today.
Yes, we do.
I will introduce you to in just a moment. But first, I want to let you know that this is the show where we talk about real estate. If it's something that realtors, home buyers, home sellers care about, we want to talk about it. And we do. We do it right here in our studios in Fort Myers. And today, we're going to speak with Sandra Aguilar. Sandra is the president of the Women's Council of Realtors of Cape Coral in Fort Myers, and she's a realtor with EXP Realty here in Southwest Florida. Sandra, welcome.
Well, thank you for having me.
Hey, welcome back.
Yeah, you're a return visitor. We're happy to have you back in the studio.
Awesome. Thank you for inviting me again.
Didn't scare her away.
Seems like only yesterday.
Yeah, I know, right?
We saw you here, or 10 minutes ago.
It's a reunion.
One or the other. But no, thanks for agreeing to stick around and do a second show with us. That is fantastic. So what we want to talk about today is the Women's Council of Realtors, specifically why you should join. If you're a realtor, male or female, you are welcome to join. And Sandra's going to kind of outline what some of the benefits are of membership in WCR. First, I want to talk a little bit about the mission of WCR, which we talked about during the last show. But could you tell me again, why does the organization exist?
Well, yeah, our mission is that we are a network of successful realtors advancing women as business leaders in the industry and the communities we serve.
And those are not just hollow words that sound nice, but it's really happening, right?
That is correct.
Yeah. You've seen lots and lots of success stories, like yourself.
Yes, I have. And one of the things that we do focus with the Women's Council, our four pillars is what we call them, which is education, networking, referrals, when we have not even spoken about referrals yet, and then leadership. Those are our four main pillars of the Women's Council.
And when you say referrals, tell me exactly what that means.
Well, you know, Women's Council is throughout the whole entire nation. There's also a network that opened up in Spain as well. I think it opened up last year, the year before that. So, you know, we can network and refer other realtors in a different state. So if you have somebody from California that's going to be moving to Cape Coral, then they can go into our WCR.org and look for another WCR sister or brother.
Gotcha.
We do have brothers there.
My mind instantly went to referrals. Oh, you're going to get a listing.
Okay, but that is true.
Different kind of referrals.
No, it is.
It's a big word in the real estate business.
But it is.
And you do that.
Exactly. So that person is going to find me, let's say in Cape Coral, and say, hey, Sandra, I have a listing. I have a person that wants to list their house in Cape Coral, or I have a person that's moving to Cape Coral, Fort Myers, wherever, and, you know, send me that referral.
Ah, yeah.
Yes.
That works
out
well. So
we refer each other.
You mentioned men are also eligible to join.
That is correct.
What percentage of your membership is male?
About 10%.
10%.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Now, these are realtors of every... different league is the right word, but people who sell small houses in smaller areas and people who sell the million-dollar mansions are there too. Everyone's mixing together.
That is correct.
Yeah,
we have our Cape Coral Fort Myers network. We also have another network in Bonita and Naples as well. So, but some of them are members of all three. Some of them are just members of just one, just depending which area you really target.
So if I met you at an event, some kind of business function, and found out that you're the president of WCR, and I was considering joining, and asked you, why should I join? What would you tell me?
Well, why should you join? There's actually lots of reasons, but I can give you at least five reasons for sure. that reasons that you can join. So we are the number one top referral network. Like we mentioned, 54% of our members usually send one or more referrals to another women's council. That's a huge amount. And an average, according to statistics, has been about $15,000 on average commission for the women's council referrals. The leadership training that we have, it's actually one of our biggest things here, because we actually prepare the realtor to become leaders. They can actually move up in the council. A lot of the ladies and gentlemen that have moved up in leadership positions, they actually rode over to also have leadership positions in the Florida or even the NAR, our National Association of Realtors. So that actually speaks very highly of the Women's Council, because we actually prepare them here so they can actually then grow to a different type of organizations as well. And some of the skills that you learn here, you can implement them in anywhere else. So, and just so you know, for me personally, me being president before of the Southwest Florida Hispanic Chamber, some of the tools that we were using at Women's Council, I actually brought them over to that organization, which actually helped them as well. So you can definitely transfer them to different other parts, and also personally as well, you can use them.
But what does the training look like specifically? Are we talking about a classroom setting, webinars, speakers, all of the above?
We have training through Zoom. We have state conventions that we attend. And when we go to the Florida convention or to the national conventions, there are specifics, classes specific for Women's Council that we have to attend. That trains us on the different type of things that we need to learn within the network.
Within the context of WCR.
Of running, because we run this organization as a business. Uh-huh. So you need to learn how to run the business.
Right, right. So what kind of skills in particular would you pick up?
Communication skills, writing skills, budgeting, social, how to deal with conflict, how to deal with people. We have just different array of so many different type of topics that you can learn that we actually have, you know, for our members and our strategic partners as well.
And which ones have you benefited from most personally?
Benefited of everything, actually, from national conventions to Florida conventions to our local conventions here. So. Yeah.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Why else might I want?
Well, we also have a membership benefit program that you get different discounts, just like we have at the NAR level. We also have for the Women's Council level.
So like Staples or
like
car
Staples
rentals.
And car rentals and yeah, you name it. Ah. Closing gifts, shopping, Disney tickets.
Ah, and you said there are how many members here in the local chapter? 80?
Currently, we have a little bit above 80. We yeah. definitely want to be able to increase that. We do have a lot of realtors in this area, so yeah. We have a lot of pull that we can. We just want to be able to get the word out a little bit more about the Women's Council, and partnering with the Royal Palm Coast would definitely help us do that.
Yeah, well, we are here to help spread the word, because WCR does a lot of great stuff. I know that the former president, Beata Wunderer, was on the show, and her show was one of the best rated we've had. People are definitely interested. Hopefully you picked up a few members and from that, and hopefully we will again. But we want to take a very quick break here, and I got a lot more questions for you after this, Sandra, but we'll be right back after this quick word.
Hi, I'm Adriana Torres with Stage and Amaze, and you're listening to The Royal Palmcast.
I'm Bill Steinke, and you're listening to The Royal Palmcast.
Hi, I'm Andrea Dillon, and you're listening to The Royal Palmcast.
RPCRA frequently partners with Lee Health to help our community with life-saving donations of blood. Please consider donating at one of our upcoming collection events at our Cape Coral or Fort Myers office. Keep an eye on your member weekly newsletter and our Facebook page for exact dates and locations. Your community is counting on you, and we thank you for giving.
Education? You need it? We've got it. I'm Angela Foster, Director of Education at Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association. If you're a realtor in Southwest Florida, the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association has the classes, courses, workshops, and webinars you need to stay at the top of your game and keep your license current. Looking to bill your continuing education hours? We offer core law and code of ethics classes to fulfill your CE requirement, along with many other courses to fulfill your requirements for specialty credits. Want to learn the ins and outs of the specific market you serve? Our A-Series provides an in-depth look at Cape Coral and Fort Myers with all the right experts to fill you in. Our Contract Series is a 5-session course on listing agreements, FAR bar contracts, timelines, and more. It doesn't end there. Classes like how to stay out of real estate jail, negotiating skills, listing tips, conflict resolution, and many more keep realtors in Lee County up to speed with the latest information. Many of our classes are free to members and some are open to non-members. If you're a real estate professional who's interested in working in the Southwest Florida market, we've got you covered. For more information, visit our website at rpcra.org or email education@rpcra.org.
Welcome back to the Royal Palmcast. I'm Jim Sandville, along with our guest, Sandra Aguilar. She is president of the Women's Council of Realtors of Cape Coral and Fort Myers, and a realtor at eXp Realty here in Fort Myers, Cape Coral. Jerry, everything going all right in your side of the board here?
Yeah, it's going great.
Good, good. All right. Yeah. All right, so we're here to learn about the Women's Council of Realtors, as you know. And I want to talk a little bit about the scholarship that you offer at WCR. What's that about? How do you apply?
Well, we do offer scholarships reimbursement. So let's say our member attends courses, you know, they're not part of your hours of, they're required by the state. You are able to get reimbursed for those, for that money that you've spent in your education. So it's in a scholarship, it's a scholarship program up to the amount of your dues.
So it's a tuition reimbursement program.
That is correct.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but it's very, very, very helpful.
Yeah.
You know, a penny saved, a penny earned.
So you can get back as much as you paid in dues.
That is correct.
How much are the dues?
Our dues are $204 yearly.
$204 yearly. Mm-hmm. All right. That's not a lot of money for all the support and the good works that you folks are doing.
Well, if you're attending additional courses, you know, throughout the whole entire year, you can get that money back.
Seems like a no-brainer to me. Why wouldn't you join?
I know.
Yeah. I'm sure you've made that point before as the membership director. So now you have got some events coming up this year, correct?
We have several events this year coming up.
We're back in the physical world now.
Yes, we are.
Nice.
Yes, we are. So our next upcoming event is going to be a two-day event. It is in partnership with the Royal Palm Coast. It's going to be April 28th. It's going to be, the first part is going to be a virtual because we're going to have a bunch of panelists from different things. It's called actually Meet the Builders. So let's get the name out there. It's called Meet the Builders and Bus Tour. So day one, it's all going to be virtual. We're going to have different speakers talking about, you know, different type of building. Some of the builders are going to come out. We probably also have some of the probably CCIA will be out here. They're going to talk about the protocols on building, the laws about that, permitting. So that's going to be
good
on
stuff.
Day one.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of stuff. So I can't remember everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then day two, we're actually going to be leaving from the Royal Palm Coast, Fort Myers. We're going to be taking a bus to the Babcock Ranch, and we're going to be able to visit some of those builders out there.
Mm-hmm. So this again, is what date? April?
This is the day of the bus. It's going to be the 29th.
Of April. Okay, so if you're listening after that, folks, we're sorry. You missed it.
Yeah.
So, but we will be releasing this before then. So hopefully some of the folks will have been able to take advantage of it.
Yes.
Very good.
Yeah, and then after that, we are going to be having some the networking event at Imagine Wellness on May 19th. We're also going to also have a luau party.
Luau?
Luau party, I'm yes, in July. Uh-oh. July 15th. So that's going to be exciting.
So you're going to be a pig on the spit with an apple in the mouth and all that stuff?
Well, we'll see about that. That's actually was one of the things that was brought up to see how we can do that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I love a good pig roast.
Where will that be?
That one is going to be at the Seacraft Waterfront Tiki.
That's in Lanai, Marina Hawaii. Town.
Oh. Yeah, right? That'll be in Marina Town.
Okay.
So we have several events going on this the remaining of the year, but you could definitely find all of our calendar events not only on Facebook, but on our Instagram or in our website, wcrcapecoral.org.
Do you have one big signature event each year?
Well, besides our installation gala, we also have our Winter Wonderland auction. That should be very exciting. And one of the events that our members really love, mm-hmm. it's a fundraiser. And that one's usually held in October. And we're going to do it again this year, God permitting, right? It's going to be the Boat Poker Run fundraiser.
Boat Poker fundraiser.
Yes. So
poker on a boat. How can you beat it?
Yeah.
Yep. We did it 2 years ago and it was a huge success.
Wow.
We had, I think, 9 boats and we went to Rum Runners. We went to downtown. We went to, several restaurants throughout waterfront restaurants.
Very cool.
And then, you know, so it was a lot of fun. People really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I guess I'd have to participate before I fully understood how that works. But you play poker on a boat?
No.
Actually, you don't?
No, the captain actually goes to the restaurant, pick up the cards.
Oh, I gotcha.
And then at the end, you know, they get all the cards. But it's just the experience for the strategic partners and the realtors to be able to network and make those connections throughout the boat run throughout the whole entire event. It was a whole day event.
That must be what a poker run is for motorcycle.
That is correct.
Things. Yeah.
In a boat.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
I've heard about poker runs, these motorcycle rides, and I never quite got what it is, but thank you for explaining.
Yeah. This is with a boat, and we have fast boats, and we have pontoons, we have the smaller boats, we have a little bit of everything. So.
Do you have to be a member to participate?
You don't have to be a member.
Of anything.
No, WCR, you don't have to be.
RPCRA, nothing.
Well, yes, you do have to be a member, of course, of either or.
It's for realtors.
It is for realtors,
not
correct.
The public.
Okay. No, not the public.
Gotcha.
Correct.
Gotcha.
Just realtors.
Cool. What
realtors
else?
And our other strategic partners.
Is that? Did you say that's your big annual event other than the gala?
The gala and, well, that's a big fundraiser that we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who gets the money? Who benefits from it?
The members.
Oh.
Because the money that we have, we use it to bring in speakers to educate them. Because remember, education, it's very important for us.
So your funding comes primarily from dues?
Correct. And our fundraisers.
And the fundraisers. Do you have affiliate members, sponsors who contribute?
Yes, we do.
Who are some of your big affiliates?
Ooh, well, we have our diamond sponsors.
Diamond sponsors, that sounds pretty good.
Yes, we have Union Mortgage, Mr. Larry Brewster.
Uh-huh.
We have our Southwest Florida Home Inspection, Mr. Bob Messinova.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle Macias and an associate. She's a fabulous CPA.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Brian Chapman, which also was one of our recipients this year for the Heart of WCR.
We know Brian,
very active.
He's a big booster at the association.
Yes. Yes. We know Bob Cantu. He's also very, mm-hmm. very active as well with the association. He is with Home Inspector. Who else we have? We have David, David Oliver with Sun National Title is one of our big sponsors as well. And Ms. Joanne Henry, if you need any real estate advice with legal advice in real estate, then definitely Ms. Joanne Henry with Las Dress Sites and Calizano.
Very good. Very good.
So thank you for asking about our strategic partners.
Yeah, these are community-minded individuals and organizations that really doing a great job supporting you and us and others in the community. So that's good stuff. Good stuff. We are also wondering about how you can join specifically. What's the process if you want to join WCR?
Well, you can either go to our website, which I mentioned before, which is wcrcapecoral.org, and fill out the application there. or you can go directly into our national site, WCR, just WCR.org, and fill out the application there, pay your dues, and which is 204. It's simple as that. After that, you'll be able to look into our site and attend some of our events that we have throughout the whole entire year. We have a calendar of events, and be involved. One of the most important thing is get involved. People always wonder, like, oh, I didn't get anything out of it. Well, you just don't sign just a membership and expect everything to come. You have to be involved with coming to the events, network with some of our strategic partners. They are very knowledgeable within our industry. You know, we are working deals. We are working with buyers. We're working with sellers. So why not use the people that are within our network to ask the questions that you need? You have any issues, call the experts. You know, we as realtors, we're not the experts at everything. So it's very important for you to have those friends or partners that can be there at any time. I definitely have several of them on my phone that I can call them at any time or text them and say, hey, I need help. You know, can you answer this question for me? Mm-hmm. And I think that's very helpful.
Very nice. Very nice. All right. What other aspects of WCR do you want to get out there? What are some of the misconceptions about it?
I don't know about misconceptions about women's accounts.
People get what it is. And probably the big one would be that you have to be female to join.
Yeah. You don't have to be a female to join. People think like, oh, why do I have to join another organization where just realtors are meeting? Well, you know, you probably do want to do that because you want to get to know some others. You want to be able to see their experiences too, their struggles, their issues, and how we can work together to fix them. Mm-hmm. So I've bounced ideas with my women's council all the time. Right. How to structure a deal? What do you think about this? You know, I had an issue going on. You know, I actually had a buyer that he actually bought a lot over in Fort Myers Beach. I needed to know information about how deep the canal was. I wouldn't know. So you know what? I called another realtor of mine that she's very active. She sells a lot of waterfront. She guided me on where to go. Mm. So tools like that you probably don't have because you don't deal with it every single day, you can just reach out to another agent and they can help you gladly.
That is very valuable, yeah. And I would think, too, that the networking pays off when after the social event or organizational event that you have where realtors and brokers are talking to each other, a week later they may be sitting at the opposite sides of a table at a closing and it's helpful if they know each other.
It is easier.
Yeah.
It is easier when you know each other. A lot of my ladies are now like really, really good friends. Some of them even became best friends and we do family things together. But it's easier when you already know the person on the other side. It's easier to negotiate as well.
Good stuff. Good stuff. All right. Now, how can people get in touch with you, Sandra?
Well, they can reach me at my cell phone, area code 786-304-4764. Or they can email me at sandra.aguilar0806@gmail.com.
Good. All right. And WCR.org is the address to...
Through national. Yes. And one thing I do want to point, if you allow me to...
Please.
...is be able to let people know that Women's Council, we have our own designation as well, which is our PMN designation, which is Performance Management Network. And if you want to be able to learn more about that, you can definitely learn it at WCR.org. But it gives you tools... classes about leadership, negotiating skills, how to network, how to do business planning. And business planning, we need it not only personally, but in your business. We run Women's Council as a business. So the skills that you're learning here, you could definitely implement them in your own.
So you are Sandra Aguilar, PMN, right?
That is correct.
Nice.
And actually, no, PMN and RS... Hold on. RSF. No. Yeah, RSF.
RSF?
Yes.
Jerry Johnson, RESPECT.
That's pretty much it, yeah.
But, or something like that. All right. Yes. Hey, Sandra, thank you for coming in here. Thank you for being a sport and putting up with us. We really appreciate your good-natured banter today. So, thank you again for coming in.
Thank you.
Jerry, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I want to thank Beata Jones. Beata is our CEO. She's very supportive of the Royal Palmcast and all that we do here at the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association. And if you want to get in touch with us, you can send us an email to shows@rpcra.org. We'd love to hear from you. Tell us what you want to see for shows or hear for shows. And any other points of view you may have, we'd love to hear them. Again, my name is Jim Sandville, and I will look forward to seeing you again next time.
Thanks for listening to the Royal Palmcast. Be sure to listen again each week. Share and subscribe on your favorite podcast app or YouTube. And be sure to check out our sister podcast, Realtor Riff Rap, and our video news show, Realtor's Corner, which can be found on the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association Facebook page and YouTube channel. For information about sponsorship opportunities for this and other RPCRA productions, email us at shows@rpcra.org. This has been a production of the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association.